Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
On Woke Wednesday, we're going to call it On Woke Wednesday here. We got John Jackson, the Joker from X, in the house with us here. We're taking your phone calls for the full hour, less than a week to go until Election Day. You can jump in on the conversation, 406-294-0970. So, John, I'm sure everybody by now has heard the soundbite of Joe Biden calling all of us garbage. He says Trump's supporters are garbage. So in parts of eastern Montana, that's like 80% of you he just called garbage. But John Tester called you racist in his book. He basically said how you are scared white people and that's why you voted for Trump. So this is really a pattern, not just of Joe Biden, of John Tester and Kamala and all of them, frankly. But apparently you listened in on Kamala Harris's speech last night and you heard something in the background, huh?
Yeah, here she goes. She's a week out from the election. First of all, a week out from the election, that's when she's going to give her big quotes, closing argument. And she does it there in D.C. And as she's speaking, loud police and emergency sirens in the background, which is just perfect for what the government, Democrats and their governments have done to the state of our cities. All you hear are police sirens because of all the crime, all the victimization of everybody going on constantly.
I don't know who it was that said it. Here we go. It was Chris Cillizza. Now, Chris Cillizza is a liberal journalist. I think he used to be, was he Washington Post or a CNN commentator, one of those.
He's terrible.
But he responded to Joe Biden, where Joe Biden was trying to clean up his remarks, calling Trump supporters garbage. He said this: Biden's verbal gaffe, if that's what it was, is an absolute nightmare for the Harris campaign. This is getting more attention than Harris's closing argument speech. But just the optics of her closing argument, to me, it was very Hunger Games. Because it's like, okay, she had to go to the Capitol that is like 95% filled with Democrats in Washington, D.C. She had to go to the Capitol to hold this rally. And so here are the people in the Capitol having their big old party while the rest of America is suffering. It's like, well, because she couldn't come out to flyover country and have a big rally like that. She had to do it in the Capitol. It should be the other way around if you're seeking the power of the office, if you ask me.
Well, here's an interesting little side fact. They did a look at the phone tracking at her rally, and they had 31,000 mobile devices were located at that rally. 91% of those have attended three or more. 11,000 of them are from Atlanta, Georgia, and let's see, almost 7,000 are from California.
Interesting. That's interesting. Well, I saw an interesting article in the Bozeman Daily Chronicle. I actually thought it was a pretty good write-up here. Congressman Ryan Zinke did a little bit of a ride-along with the Gallatin County Sheriff talking about illegal aliens. Some good stuff in this report. We'll start there.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we were short on time there heading into the hard break. Before I get to this Bozeman Daily Chronicle story, John, you were saying there's the most important part of this information that you were sharing. So there is commercially available data where people can buy your information off of the market. And they can know where you were because of where your cell phone was at, because of location data. That if you remember the documentary 2000 Mules, that's how they were able to document these ballot harvesting, these ballot mules during the 2020 elections. January 6th, how did law enforcement target people who they claimed were at the Capitol on January 6th? They used cell phone data that's commercially available. So this commercially available data also showed something else interesting about the Kamala Harris rally attendees yesterday.
Yeah, you had, like I said a minute ago, you had almost 18,000 of them either from Atlanta, Georgia, or from California. But then you had over 6,000 of them linked to three or more Antifa, BLM, pro-Palestinian protests and riots. So that's who she's bussing in to pretend like she has a crowd are all the rioters. That's who they are.
It'd also be interesting to see how many illegal aliens were potentially at that rally for Kamala Harris as well. Because if you're an illegal alien, it's Kamala Harris and John Tester that allowed you into this country in the first place. So I thought this was a great report. There's a new publisher of the Bozeman Daily Chronicle, and he is saying that he wants to make it an actual newspaper again that actually reports news, that doesn't just run liberal commentary and call it news, that's actually going to do news. So, but anyway, I thought this was actually a good write-up. Now, somebody on X was saying, why did they wait till halfway through the story to confirm that the drug cartels are operating in Gallatin County in Bozeman, Montana. But hey, nonetheless, this story made it to print. And usually the liberal media in Montana, you don't say anything about the open border and the drug cartels and illegal aliens being in Montana. You have to deny, or just don't even report it to begin with. But in this story, it's great. Congressman Ryan Zinke is chatting with Gallatin County Sheriff Dan Springer. And they're talking about, okay, President Trump, he said he's going to deport the illegal aliens. Congressman Zinke says, all right, Sheriff, are you ready? Montana has a long, long history of rounding things up. If you're given the task to round them up, do you think you can do it? And Sheriff Springer says, yes, we can handle the task. Now, of course, the sheriff is going to have to work with, you know, federal authorities who have the responsibility for actually deporting these illegal aliens. But it's great to hear Sheriff Dan Springer and Congressman Ryan Zinke put a spotlight on this major issue and say that, yes, we stand ready to support President Trump to start getting these illegal aliens out of our state, out of our cities, and out of our country. Here's the other one more thing, John, that I found very interesting. This is in the Bozeman Daily Chronicle report. When asked whether cartels were actively operating in Gallatin or Madison counties, Sheriff Springer said cartel members are present, and recently a car was stopped carrying $500,000 worth of fentanyl pills. $500,000 just in one car alone.
I love that picture because let me look at that picture real quick. You can almost see as they both look out that way and the sheriff's got his hand up, like they're looking at the area where they're going to have the barbed wire fence encampment, where they're going to put all these illegals when we round all of y'all up. Right? I love the that picture right there. But I'll tell you a story from a galaxy, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah.
We had a couple right here in Montana. We had a couple of cartel guys in the back of the van, and we picked them up, but we didn't actually have anything on them, anything we charged them with, other than being illegal. So we told them right away, ISIS is coming to get you, boys. You're out of here. You're getting deported. And so I'm in the vehicle with them. They don't know that I speak Spanish. And I hear them in Spanish saying, oh, my God, can you believe they're actually going to deport us? Montana is racist. They've got it in their head now that Montana is racist because we will actually deport you for being an illegal here. And I turned around and said right to him in Spanish, I said, yeah, that's right, Jose. And you tell every one of your cartel buddies that we will get you here. And when he heard me speak that Spanish to him, he's like, oh, God.
That's funny. Drug cartel operatives complaining, well, these guys are racist.
They come up here to kidnap and take a guy to Arizona to probably kill him.
But you guys are racist.
Yeah,
because
we
want to stop people from kidnapping Montanans and killing Montanans.
They were kidnapping a guy to take him down to Arizona. Yeah.
My goodness. Well, what's crazy about that story is what the drug cartel operatives in the backseat of your vehicle said in Spanish is what John Tester wrote in plain English in his memoirs that he released, his seven-finger typed-up memoir, he said that Montanans voted for Donald Trump because they're scared white people. He said that basically Trump stirred up race-based fears by giving angry and scared white voters permission to distrust other religions, other cultures, and other people. Trump tapped into the deep, gnarly root of racism in rural America. That's John Tester in his own book, calling all of you racist that supported Donald Trump, which is about 60% or so of Montanans, while Joe Biden calls you all trash. Garbage.
He's quoting, he has the same belief system as Barack Obama. That's the bitter clingers quote. That's what he's calling all y'all. Y'all a bunch of bitter clingers.
All right. Well, bitterly cling to your phone and give us a call, 406-294-0970. Or if you're already on the phone lines, bitterly cling with us here for just a couple more minutes. We'll take a quick break. We got Goose and Anaconda. We got Ron in Fallon and some phone lines open for you. 406-294-0970, or you can send us a message on the Montana Talks app.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's go right into the phone lines here. Ron in Fallon, first up. Ron, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
I must have missed something somewhere along the way because I'm just curious as to who and when they decided Obama could run for four terms.
Is that who you're saying Kamala Harris would be the fourth term of Barack Hussein Obama because Joe Biden was basically the third term?
That's my idea.
And explain, why would you see Kamala Harris as being the fourth term of a Barack Hussein Obama presidency?
Well, I got an idea that that's who put her in there, and there's a reason for that. I just don't trust them.
I hear you.
That's about all I got to say.
Well, what more needs to be said on that front? I think you covered it, Ron. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening in the beautiful country of Fallon, Montana. Say hi to my cousins down the road if you run into them. I appreciate it. John Jackson, your thoughts?
Well, what have you seen from our presidents? You saw this from everybody up to Bill Clinton, and then you pretty much saw it from W. Bush, too. Up till then, presidents, once they were done, they were out, and they were out of public life. They weren't out there campaigning anymore in politics. They had the good sense and decorum to remove themselves from the political process now and let others take it up. But see, Bill Clinton changed that, and then Barack Obama, of course, you know, carried it even further. Now we never get rid of these people. They serve their time, but they're in our faces for, you know, until they die. I mean, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, what are they? How old are they? Almost 80 now, and they are still all up in our business. They never shut up.
Well, that's what's funny. Kamala Harris is like, it's time for a new generation. It's like, you're 60 years old. It's not like, I mean, I'm not saying 60 is that old. 60 is the new 50. But John F. Kennedy was 43 years old when he got elected, when he was sworn in as president of the United States. So it's not like you're some new generation. Plus, like, people are ready for new policies in the White House, not your failed policies.
She's been in office for 4 years. She's the new generation.
Exactly. Like, that's what people want, is they want the Trump policies that actually work, not the failed policies of the last 3.5 years. For those of you who haven't heard the soundbite, I don't know how you haven't heard this soundbite yet, but here it is. This is Joe Biden calling you garbage.
For Puerto Rico, where I'm in my home state of Delaware, they're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of seen as unconscionable, and it's un-American.
All right, there you go. And, of course, that has set off a firestorm of controversy. Chuck D. in Billings sent us a message on the Montana Talks app because some people are speculating that Joe Biden did that on purpose to undermine Kamala Harris because he's so mad about what she did to him. Chuck D. says, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. That explains Biden's behavior and comments after being kicked off the island. He can't outright support Donald J. Trump, but he can sabotage Trump's enemy. Joe is angry and lashing out. Let's go to Goose in Anaconda next up on the phone lines. Goose, what's going on?
Yeah, hi, Aaron. So, yeah, I guess I'd rather be a racist Nazi garbage than a satanic baby-killing pedophile. But anywho, they want us to change, tone down the rhetoric while they call us all these things, while they force us to pay for baby abortion right up to the baby's first breath. You know, they want to take our guns. They open the borders up so a bunch of criminals can come rape our young women. But yet they want us to tone down the rhetoric. It's getting pretty disgusting. I'm getting pretty sick of it. But on another note, there's a documentary by Mike Lindell called Absolute Influence. I think it's Absolute Interruption or Interfluence. It's about a two-hour show. It shows how they're manipulating these Dominion voting machines and the ES and S machines, which Montana has. It's quite an interesting documentary that everybody better see and better prepare themselves, because that would be my last note is, what are we going to do if they for sure cheat this next election? I mean, it's going to be all chaos either way. I think we should just start organizing, preparing, talking about the next couple of months that are going to be sheer chaos, no matter what, if Trump wins or loses.
Well, I agree with you on the chaos front. I mean, that's why they're ginning up the rhetoric on their side, is they want to get the Antifa activists out in the streets, burning down the streets again in the event they lose. I do think, though, John, I love the line that President Trump uses, which is too big to rig. Everybody's got to get out there and vote. You've got to vote like your vote is the one vote that will make the difference. You've got to make it too big to rig. But on that point about chaos, no. I mean, look at all of the terrorists that have been allowed in this country with our wide open southern border. The rhetoric they're using against not just Trump, but against Montanans, against, you know, union carpenters in Butte that are voting for Trump, they are trying to whip their Antifa types into a frenzy. So they start burning down, you know, cities all across America like they did back in 2020.
If, like we said earlier, if they were to, Trump voters were going to take this to a place to where they can't out cheat it like they did in 2020, then look out, because they have got contingencies A, B, C, D, and E ready to go all the way through January, up to the point to where if they take the House of Representatives, that Democrat House will come in and refuse to certify the election and gather the military around them and say, what are you going to do about it, you bunch of peasants?
So everybody has by now, of course, heard the Joe Biden, Trump's supporters are garbage soundbite. Did you hear President Trump's response yet?
So you have, remember Hillary, she said deplorable, and then she said irredeemable, right? But she said deplorable, that didn't work out. Garbage, I think, is worse, right? But he doesn't know, you have to please forgive him. Please forgive him. For he not knoweth what he said.
There you go. He then goes on to also say, you know, I think he dislikes me less than he dislikes her, referring to Kamala Harris.
So. You remember in their debate, he turned and looked at Kamala, and they were talking about Biden. He turns and looks at Kamala and says, you know that he hates you, right? He hates you. and of course, everybody knows that, too. That's that open secret. Those two camps have not liked each other from the beginning. And since he's been kicked out, now it's just open warfare.
All right. Let's go next into the phone lines. We got Mike in Missoula listening to KMPT. Mike, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Hi, Aaron. Appreciate having me on. There's so much to talk about. But I want to focus on just one thing that I've been doing up here in Missoula. We all know what Missoula is like, and we all know the political leaning that they have. For the past 5 weeks, I've been out on North Reserve Street, and I have a series of signs that I've had printed. They're 3x5, and I put them out on little frames that I have. You can imagine the kind of response that I get having those Trump signs and Xi Jinping signs out. But I want everyone here in Missoula to know that there is a huge number of people that come by and honk at me, wave at me. In fact, when I first started, I'll bet it was 10 to 15 to 1 people that would drive by and honk versus those people that would drive by and tell me what their IQ was. So I think that here I want to encourage everyone in Missoula, keep your head up, speak out. It's beginning to happen quite a bit here. Yeah. I just met a gentleman yesterday who walked up to me and told me, okay, well, introduced himself to me, and I know I've met him before, but he does the same thing out on Highway 93 with a truck of his.
I saw a guy in downtown Bozeman. I saw a guy in downtown Bozeman had Sheehy signs on the back of a trailer at Gianforte, yep. Everybody, and he was getting lots of honks and waves in downtown Bozeman. You know, and Mike, thanks for the call. John, I've got to think, you know, Missoula is so important. Thousands and thousands of vote. It is one of our largest population centers in Montana. Now, are you going to win the majority in the Missoula City Council? No. Are you even going to win the majority in Missoula County anymore? No. But that is still a boatload of votes that you can pull to help at the statewide level. So if you're somebody sitting in Missoula thinking, well, what does my vote matter because I'm never going to win Missoula? Yeah, but you can help win back the state. But, John, I also think, if you're a Democrat in Missoula, even you have to be questioning your identity at this point. I mean, the left in Missoula wants your kids to change their gender identity. So that alone would make you want to change your partisan identity at some point, I would think, if the 20% increase in taxes that the Missoula City Council and the Missoula County Democrats just forced on you didn't make you change your identity itself.
Yeah, at the state cross country meet on Friday and Saturday there, and I have to hear some of the radio stuff, the radio news coming over, and they're calling all those homeless encampments over there. They call them urban camping, right? And then you know, who they call them? That they call them houseless. The houseless, right? Not the homeless, because that's got some kind of bad connotation to it. Now they call them the houseless. But we're driving down to, you got to drive down to all these neighborhoods to get to the U of M golf course down there where the meet is. And you see these Democrats' houses that have got 15 Democrat signs in their yards. I mean, they're scattered everywhere, and every single house is just cluttered with junk everywhere. You know, this is some crazy cat lady that's got every single Democrat, whatever for office, has got a sign in her yard. It's every single time.
Yeah, I think she's a professor at the University of Montana well. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's just crazy. It's just crazy. Did you, by the way, when you were driving through Bozeman on the interstate, did you see all of the urban campers, the transients off to the side of the interstate right there alone? I mean, it is a wall. But it's not just there. You drive through Bozeman, the city itself, you know, because we were driving out towards Gallatin High School and then ended up going to Van Winkle Stadium for the football game. And there are just these homeless encampments all over the place. That's why Bobcat great Dane Fletcher is calling out the Liberal City Commission. So again, if you are a longtime Democrat voter in Bozeman or Missoula, the tax hikes, the transients, the illegal aliens, the cartels, the crime, wouldn't you be questioning your partisan identity at some point?
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
As of Sunday, planting progress for the 2025 winter wheat crop moved ahead another 7 points on the national level to reach 80% planted as of Sunday. That is 2 points behind last year's 82% and 4 points behind the 5-year average of 84% on the national stage. Looking closer to home here in Montana, planting of winter wheat, 88% complete. That's a few points behind the 91% 5-year average, with 72% of the crop emerging out in the countryside. Oklahoma is remaining the furthest behind in planting the winter wheat crop. They're at 59% complete. That's 22 percentage points behind the 5-year average. As the fall run continues, earlier this week, a Billings Livestock Commission, over 1,400 head were marketed. Demand was moderate and quality varied from plain to average. Slaughter cows saw a decrease of $5 to $8 a hundredweight, while feeder cows were $4 to $6 lower. Prices for those slaughter cows anywhere from $80 up to $132. Slaughter bulls $122 to $153. The selection of steers going through, weighing 4.5 to 500 pounds, brought $3.09 to $3.32. 5 to 5.5 weight steers in Billings, $2.83 to $3.11. I'm Lee Nordlund.
talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, there are a couple of powerful new ads out in the U.S. Senate race here in Montana. Greg Putnam is a Navy SEAL who served alongside Tim Sheehy. Powerful new ad featuring Greg Putnam, who also ranches near Martinsdale, Montana. Actually, let me just roll that one here real fast here. Okay, this one just got released today. I shared the video, x.com/Aaron Flint.
You've seen this Democrat lie. I'm a former Navy SEAL who served at the same time as Dave Madden and directly with Tim Sheehy. Dave Madden is a liar with a known liberal agenda who's repeatedly attacked his fellow SEALs and their service. Here's the truth. Tim Sheehy is a decorated combat veteran who earned a Bronze Star with Valor and a Purple Heart. John Tesser never served, and his false attacks on Tim are pathetic.
I'm Tim Sheehy, and I approve this message. Join my team. Give today.
All right, there's another one that I heard on the Billings radio station earlier this morning that's a powerful ad as well, featuring President Trump's remarks at the big Trump rally in Bozeman, featuring Tim Sheehy's remarks at the Trump rally in Bozeman. But, John, I thought that ad just summed up the entire issue right there. You've got like 19 different SEALs and Navy EOD techs who actually served with Tim Sheehy who are saying that this other guy is full of Adam Schiff, the guy that the ponytail guy who donated to Elizabeth Warren and Barack Obama and Bernie Sanders. I mean, you and I were joking earlier this morning. They pulled this guy, the ponytail guy, John Tester, pulled him out of Oregon. Meanwhile, there's two Navy SEALs that actually live in Montana that were actually in the same unit as Tim Sheehy who are saying that guy's full of Adam Schiff. And who does the liberal media in Montana go to? They go to the guy in Oregon.
Well, I've been saying that for years, and it is an absolute truth. You will not find anybody in law enforcement or military that's actually been there, done that, on the battlefield, on the streets for any amount of time, who is a left winger, who is a liberal. Not one of them. The only people you find, there are people out there like that, but they are every single time the rear echelon mother suckers, pod monkeys. Every single time, the guys that just got the patch on their shoulder and never have actually done anything.
I had served with guys that, you know, had different beliefs, different backgrounds, and it was cool. But, you know, but there was still a brotherhood and there was an honor there and a mutual respect. And but the thing about this guy is this guy admits that he doesn't even know what the story is here, but he's going to attack Tim Sheehy anyway with these false claims. And it's just such a bunch of phony BS. It just shows how desperate John Tester is at this stage of the game. Let's go to Mary in Butte. Mary, thanks for the phone call. What's on your mind?
Hi, John and Aaron. Thank you both for your service. I was just calling because I just heard a commercial about Judge Bidegary being fair and everything, and then it said paid for by the Republican Party.
Really?
It just was on the radio. I was shocked.
That's got to be wrong because, yeah, the Republican Party would not be backing Bidegary. She's an environmental extremist who's anti-mining.
I know. I think it's just because they're trying to do anything and the Suns might be winning is what's happening because it literally said that on the radio.
Interesting. What time was that? Was it just a few minutes ago?
It was probably about 20 when I called, so about probably 20 after on the Butte radio.
Oh, okay. Because I'm wondering if it would have been a network break or whatever. Yeah, no, that's interesting. Yeah, because Bidegary, she is the judge who blocked the copper mine in White Sulphur Springs. She's basically a blank check for the radical environmentalists. That's why the trial lawyers and the environmentalists are backing Bidegary for the Supreme Court. And everybody,
right.
And then,
I think they're just lying. They're lying.
That could be. That could be the case. Yeah, if you heard the ad right, that could be the case because. That Well, in fact, frankly, yeah, Mary, thanks for the call. That could be the case. So conservatives are backing the Sons of Montana, as Mary referenced there, Judge Dan Wilson and Corey Swanson for the Montana Supreme Court. In fact, by the way, both of them are going to be with us tomorrow on the show. I'm not scheduling a bunch of candidates here, but this Supreme Court race is so important. People are so interested in the Supreme Court race. It's going to be great to have both of them in studio with us tomorrow. But I wouldn't put it past these out-of-state left-wing operatives to pretend that the Republicans were supporting the liberal candidate here, because they're doing those dirty tricks in the congressional race in Western Montana right now. You've got a political action committee that is tied to Nancy Pelosi funding campaign commercials backing libertarians in Western Montana because they're trying to steal votes away from Congressman Ryan Zinke in hopes that the Democrats could win that way, because they can't run on their own records or their own merits. So they have to try to these deliberate schemes to tear apart the vote.
Well, these fake and deceptive names that they use on these organizations. And I've heard you talk about it for years with these anglers and hunters groups and all these people that pretend that they're these conservative gun owners and hunters and anglers. It's all of it fake. Like we said a minute ago, these pack outfits, don't listen to a word of it, because it is dark, out-of-state money and completely unaccountable. If the candidate has ever called on it, they go, I don't have anything to do with that. That wasn't me.
All right. Let's go back into the phone lines. Looks like we lost Valerie in Kalispell. I was going to get to Valerie next. Valerie, call back if you still want to be on the show. Sorry we didn't get to you. It's trying to get as many phone calls in here as we can. Chuck D in Billings. Chuck D up next. Chuck, what's on your mind?
Good morning, gentlemen. It's a couple things. First is a comment. I wore a uniform for over 20 years, retired from military service. Part of the foundation of being a uniform service member is your integrity. And the fact that they run all these ads with supposedly military personnel saying, I mean, obviously lying, that just insults each and every person that's ever worn a uniform, because they have no integrity.
You're talking about the ponytail guy that's trashing his fellow Navy SEALs in the tester ad. Is that who you're referring to?
Him and all the other ones, the ones that where they resort to using profanity because they don't have the, I guess, mental ability to express their point without going to bar talk. The guy that was said that he was in Vietnam, or all the other guys, the older guys, and none of them, when they're bold-faced lying, they have no integrity. I can't respect anybody.
Oh, I know who you're referring to. Well, first, look, we thank all who've served, and thanks for your 20-plus years of service, right? But, yeah, I had a listener in Butte, Matt in Butte, and I've met Matt a few times, a fellow veteran. And he basically he put it better than I'm going to rephrase it here, but he basically he's been in a senior position for, I can't remember if it was the American Legion or the VFW, but he said that basically they have a credo that is something to the effect of, if you can't speak well of your brother, then don't speak ill of your brother. That's kind of the motto they follow, right? Which is like, we all served with guys where it's like, hey, you know what, I don't agree with that guy on everything, may not even like that guy over there. But you have each other's back, and you know what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly. And so that was the comment portion. But now my question, I'm hoping that maybe some of the listeners can help me out. In the past, in order for you to get a government issue ID, a birth certificate or whatnot, I mean, I'm sorry, a driver's license or whatnot, you had to prove that you're a citizen via birth certificate, social security number, that sort of thing. But in the last few years, the government's just been issuing IDs to anyone, specifically illegal aliens.
That's right.
And so now our past of saying, hey, this person's a citizen, here's my driver's license, everyone knew that they got their driver's license because they proved their citizenship or whatnot. And now that's not the case. And we, as a country, are very concerned about non-citizens voting. So what is the alternative method of verifying citizenry if we can't trust the fact that they got that
That's a great point. And that's come up when it comes to businesses hiring non-citizens. They're being forced into hiring illegal aliens and non-citizens right now by the Biden administration. They're giving them workarounds in order to do that. John, he referenced another guy that John Tester is using, another veteran in one of John Tester's campaign commercials. Well, that guy is a radical environmental activist. Again, thanks for your service, but maybe that guy is backing John Tester because he's a radical environmental activist and a Democrat partisan, not because of any veteran-specific issue. So, again, these guys are partisan left-wing activists. That's why they're backing John Tester.
R-E-M-F. Rear echelon motherfucker. Okay, that's who they are. Every time in the police and in the military.
I've served with guys who have different political beliefs, and they've been out on the front lines and done incredible things too. But I just think, again, these guys are partisan left wing hacks that are just attacking Tim Sheehy because they're partisan left wing hacks.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I'll play just a portion of this conversation, and then I'll get it on our Montana Talks website here later today. So you guys heard the 30-second campaign ad featuring Navy SEAL veteran Greg Putnam. Greg Putnam's an incredible guy. I caught up with him earlier this morning, and he is responding to these desperate attack ads by John Tester going up against his friend and fellow Navy SEAL teammate Tim Sheehy. I asked Greg Putnam, I said, hey, what do you want to tell folks across Montana?
Well, what I want to tell people in Montana is Dave Madden and I went through training together and served at the same time. I served directly with Tim Sheehy, and I can verify the fact that Dave Madden is lying about his ad attacking Tim. The biggest thing I also want to add, Aaron, is Dave Madden doesn't live in Montana. He lives in Oregon. So the Tester campaign had to go dig this guy up. You know, one of the only people I know, we've had a number of SEALs, EOD, Special Operations Committee people come out in support of Tim, and they find this one guy to come out and lie who doesn't live in the state, has nothing to do with it, and, you know, this guy is known to disparage his fellow teammates and has been a known liberal agenda, constantly attacking Tim, and, you know, the Tester campaign digs this guy up out of Oregon to come out now and at the very end of this failing attempt to, you know, to make Tim look like paint him in a way that's completely inaccurate.
The thing that bothers me the most is, and I'm not a Navy SEAL, I didn't serve with Tim Sheehy in Afghanistan. I was with the Army when I was in Afghanistan. But the men who actually served with Tim Sheehy in Afghanistan, there's like 19 of them now, fellow Navy SEALs, EOD techs, the NAVEOD guys, which are incredible as well, by the way. I've served with NAVEOD guys in my tenure as well. 19 plus of them, including the SEAL Team 2 commander, came out and praised Tim Sheehy and praised his honor and his ethics. And yeah, you're right. They dig up this ponytail guy who's donated to Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, who didn't even serve in the same unit as Tim Sheehy in Afghanistan, to make these claims on a John Tester commercial. It's pathetic.
I know all those guys on that list, and I talked to a number of people that were there with Tim, and it is confirmed that Dave Madden was not in the same area even with Tim during combat operations. This guy and I went through training together. Nobody liked him. He's had a liberal agenda from day one. You know, this guy's, his Twitter account is full of just him, you know, disparaging his teammates, disparaging this country. You know, once again, this is not, you know, a guy that is coming out from a, you know, an honest position. And we called him out in our ad, talking about the fact that he's lying about Tim for his own personal gain.
And once again, it's just this flailing attempt by the John Tester campaign here right at the end to try to disparage Tim and his record, which I can stand by after serving with Tim directly in the SEAL team. And everybody that's worked with Tim in the SEAL teams, the guy had a fantastic reputation as a warrior and as a leader that always went to bat for his guys. Dave Madden was the complete opposite.
All right, and full audio of that conversation with Greg Putnam, Navy SEAL Greg Putnam. You can find it. Go to MontanaTalks.com later today. We've got it on the podcast. All right, next up, let's go to Susan in Missoula. Susan, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
I just want to make it brief. I hope everybody listening across the state will get out and vote today. They need to go to their election office. They cannot mail their ballot. It is too late to mail your ballot. Please vote Republican. Please vote for Corey Swanson. Vote for Judge Wilson. And please vote no on all three initiatives. But whatever you do, get out and vote today. Do not wait until November 5th. And get your ballot in, lock it in, and help others get out and vote. Period. Get out and vote. We don't want to hear any more rhetoric. We want people to vote. All that counts is voting, not the polls. The polls mean nothing. The advertising means nothing. Get out and vote. Vote Republican straight down the ticket from Trump all the way down to dog catcher.
Can you imagine the powerful message that would send to Washington, D.C.? Not only if John Tester loses in Montana, can you imagine the powerful message that would be sent to Washington, D.C. if the left is rejected up and down that ticket? That would be a powerful statement. All right, Susan, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Let's go to Stu in Marion. Stu, we've only got about a minute or so to go, but what did you want to share?
Okay, I want to share something real quick. You know, right now they're piling on the environment here in Montana. I've gotten all kinds of stuff on my phone this morning. I have been installing solar panels for 40 years, wind towers, water, and couldn't be a more environmental thing that I've done for the last 40-some years. My father was involved in it, in NASA, as a matter of fact. So I love the environment, and I love Montana. Just remember this, all you environmentalists, and everybody can tell this to an environmentalist. If we have World War III, and just one dirty incident in the United States, like a dirty bomb or something like that, that maybe came across the southern border, I want to remind you that that would put our environment back 100 years from where we have come from.
That's a good point. Oh, and they want to draft your daughters into World War III, too, if you hadn't heard about that one yet. Wow, great point there,
yeah,
Stu.
But I-